honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I'm your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajin. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. As here in the Twin Cities, we're getting ready for some snow here, and Timberwolves ran into some snow. We're continuing to weather the storm. But, well, at least the Timberwolves emerge out of this one with a 2-2 record. The Timberwolves split the games, and actually I think my predictions were 100% accurate. I was hoping I'd be wrong, especially with that Celtics game, but it didn't happen. Even the Dallas game, the Wolves had a chance to win all of these games. Comfortable wins versus Houston and Orlando, that was pretty nice and impressive, actually. Those were good signs compared to what we saw last week, when things were not so pretty. But unfortunately, the Wolves lose in frustrating fashion to both Dallas and Boston. We were undermanned, shorthanded, all that cute stuff versus the Boston Celtics. No Mike Conley, no Rudy Gobert, but up by 9 points with 3 minutes left. I still think you should finish that game. So, yeah, I've heard other shows say that if you're complaining about that loss, we're not going to get along. Then, well, I guess we're not going to get along then, because should have won that game, I think. But again, an impressive performance. Impressive that you were in position to win. It's just that if you're there, finish the job. That's all. That's all. Like if by some miracle, you know, like a team goes 16-17-0 in the NFL, win the damn Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Even if it was completely unexpected, and how could you ever expect that? Yeah, well, win it. Like when the Patriots lost, that was disappointing at the end of the day. For me, anyway. Maybe not for a lot of other people that can't stand the Patriots and, oh, you know, whatever. I'll get off of that immediately. Purple Mafia podcast, if you want to talk about the NFL playoffs, wild card weekend, and division round and all that fun stuff. So, four games to preview. Uh-oh. Well, let's get started as humanly possible here. 122-95 on Jan 5. Timberwolves obliterate the Houston Rockets in Houston, Texas. That would be Toyota Center, with their H-Town uniforms. Interesting look, I suppose. Nothing spectacular, but certainly not bad. I like it better than their regular logo and their regular uniforms at this stage. Their classic uniforms in the Hakeem Olajuwon era, I'll take those 10 out of 10. You know, they're two championship teams about around that time and into the 80s. Those are the best uniforms they ever had, and they should just keep those, and why they didn't, I'll never understand. The modernized version with the bringing the yellow back into the color scheme, pretty good. Modernized version of the, Rockets uniforms. Let's get off of that. Total team effort, I would call this one, and an absolute butt-kicking for the most part. It's funny how when Houston was terrible, they would give us a huge problem because the Wolves weren't that good either. We weren't winning games at the clip we have this year, for sure. In fact, we never really won quite at this level. Number one in the West with a, you know, even better record than we had back in the old days. 03-04, pardon me. 25-9 after this one. But again, like the Houston Rockets were putrid years ago, just recently, and the Timberwolves would find a way to split or even lose the season series. It was like the weirdest thing ever. Like last year, the Wolves had a losing record against like the bottom four teams in the league, and it was like the darndest, damnedest, stupidest thing. Like nobody understood it. It made no sense. Timberwolves, again, ended up covering the point spread, that's for sure. They were favored by 3.5, I believe. I think the Wolves covered. That would have been an easy bet, an easy win. But I guess, you know, bets are never easy because you never know. Stupid things can happen. Luka Garza even got to play, but because it was an absolute blowout. Not that he doesn't deserve to play, because I think he does. It's just you got a glut of wealth at the power forward and center positions. Jade McDaniels, one of his better games, I'd have to say, in a little while. 16 points. He has been slightly disappointing this year. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I remember last year he got off to a slow start, and by the end of the year, it's like he's a future all-star. So hopefully, and Jade McDaniels heads more in that future all-star area instead of a guy who's just going to get us in trouble. You know, that kind of thing. You know, don't be our Draymond Green, okay? Jaden McDaniels, obviously not as big and tough as Draymond Green or anything like that. But even Nikhil Alexander-Walker, solid performance with 11 points off the bench. And obviously that tenacious defense, a couple of blocks and steals each. Three steals for Kyle Anderson, 16 points for Reed off the bench. But again, more of a total team effort. Lots of, you know, lots of dunks. Rudy Gobert with a tough finish and, against Orlando ended this game. Kind of a back and forth overall game. And you come out of it feeling pretty good at the end of the day. Carl with 22 and even 6 assists in the game. Nice ball movement throughout this game for the most part with 31 assists. So it was kind of a Harlem Globetrotter effort by the Minnesota Timberwolves. So you feel good about that one. The Dallas game was a little bit different, unfortunately. The Texas two-step, you rarely come out of the Texas two-step with two wins. It's usually a split, or in bad seasons, it's a sweep going the other way. American Airlines Center, feels like they've been there a while. Them and the Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars, who of course were our Minnesota North Stars. 115-108, the Dallas Mavericks victorious on Sunday, January 7th, 2024. I'm not going to say that phrase people say on December 31st and January 1st. It's been overused now. We can move on. People say it for like a month, and it's stupid. And then the Lunar New Year, people start to say, I just said the phrase. The Lunar New Year, they say it again. Oh, my God, make it stop. Anyhow, I don't even want to think about it. Anthony Edwards, 36 points. A awesome performance for the most part, I would have to say. This one, it's just kind of like a chalk-it-up type of game. I don't know, dare you call it a scheduled loss. No, not necessarily. Jaden McDaniels, 37 minutes and made one basket. 1 of 10, 0 of 5 from outside. I don't know. Sometimes he's just a damn mess. 4 personal fouls, 5 personal fouls for Karl Anthony Towns. Frustrating night for him for the most part. That very much limited his minutes. And you'll see that with Anthony Edwards coming up with Orlando. I don't know. This was just one of those games, again, where, again, it's... just didn't work out. Kind of, again, a little bit out of control, getting some cheap fouls and getting frustrated and letting it get to you. And that's kind of what happened with Karl Anthony Towns, I'd have to say. Of course, he doesn't get the calls he deserves. Of course not. And it's insanely frustrating. This game, the Wolves could have won for sure. But then the perimeter defense just got roasted and toasted, similar to the Boston game late in that one. Kyrie Irving couldn't miss down the stretch when it seemed to matter most, and it was insanely frustrating. 6 of 8 from outside. Not a whole lot you could do about that. And, of course, the last two wins versus Dallas, they were undermanned. There was no Kyrie Irving in the first game, no Luka or Kyrie in the second game. Not Luka Garza, but Doncic. You know, that guy. Yeah, I know. He's the greatest thing that ever lived, I know. Yeah, he is good. I'm just BSing around. Seth Curry missed all of his shots. That's kind of funny. And even Tim Hardaway, who had a great game against the Wolves last time around, but unfortunately undermanned. And the Wolves took care of business pretty early and often. Well, sort of. That was actually kind of a lame game where the Wolves were a little too comfortable in that one. In this one, the Wolves played well for the most part, but Kyrie Irving killed us down the stretch with those threes. It was just brutal, like a baseline three, you know, those crossover and shot type of threes, you know, I don't know, just kind of like, yeah, that's like a rhythm three, basically. Insanely frustrating. And, of course, again, they kept us honest in a lot of ways where it looked like they're going to shoot the ball and then nice passes down low and then Carl would get fouls called on him and Jaden would get fouls called on him and the Wolves end up losing in frustrating fashion to the Dallas Mavericks, Doncic certainly wasn't perfect in the game. He was frustrated at times and he's kind of a baby. You know, he is kind of a baby. Like we make fun of Karl Anthony Towns and Jaden McDaniels for being immature. Doncic is too. Let's be honest. It's like, yeah, he's kind of a baby. That's one of the reasons I don't like him very much sometimes. But he doesn't piss me off like certain people. He's not ultra arrogant like certain Northern California teams who are not as good as they used to be. And their coach is a jackass too. Yep. He was a jerk in Chicago, and he's a jerk now. I don't know. Sorry, I had to say it. Yeah, I kind of was. I'm talking like a really old football coach would talk. Yep, he was a jerk in college. Sorry. Kyrie Irving, though, that was kind of the main reason. I think the Mavericks, again, buried the Wolves down the stretch of those gosh darn Mickey Frickin' threes. 6 of 8, and it just felt like 8 of 8. It didn't matter anymore, you know. And, of course, again, he also I don't even know. I don't even want to get into it anymore. The Houston game actually is where Conley fouled on a three-point shot. It looked like he got hurt a tiny bit, unfortunately. And that's probably one of the reasons why Conley did not play against the Celtics. Again, it's a damn shame. Rudy Gobert also injured his hip down the stretch as well. Like maybe it's more of a soreness. It's probably been something that's been there for a while, and then it just kind of flared up, and then you have a back-to-back situation with Orlando, but we haven't even gotten there yet, so why am I talking about this at this stage? But yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Kyrie Irving down the stretch buried the Wolves, and it was insanely frustrating. Keep moving. Orlando Magic, yep, the first of a back-to-back type of situation. Orlando's record was almost like ours. It was like parallel to ours, practically. They were the number two team in the Eastern Conference, or three, basically. It was them, the Bucks, and, of course, Boston Celtics, the future NBA champions, unless the Wolves have something to say about it. Don't care if it's anyone else in the East. I hope it's the Celtics, honestly, if it's not us. But after that game, I was so frustrated and pissed off, it made me hate the Celtics, at least for a day. At least for a day, because it was against us. The Orlando game was a party, for the most part, for most Timberwolves players. For most Timberwolves players. Except for a very important Timberwolves player who's probably going to start in All-Star games for many years. That would be Anthony Edwards. I mean, early foul trouble, turnovers, pouting, this and that, getting taken out of the game, you know, after his third foul in the first half. You know, he was getting taken out of the game. Anthony Edwards was saying, no, I'm good, basically. And then you know, Finch was like, no, you're sitting down. So there's becoming a little teeny bit of, I don't know, there's something isn't 100% hunky-dory with Anthony Edwards and Chris Finch about certain things. Anthony Edwards does need to mature a bit. He does need to calm down a bit about certain things. Obviously, forcing himself through double teams is kind of annoying. You know, like Marcus the Forecaster was super annoyed. I remember years ago in a commercial where Kevin Durant was saying, I was double-teamed with nobody open. That's impossible. 5-on-5, bro. This isn't, the other team wasn't on a power play. And I don't know why I'm saying bro. I don't even like to say that, but that's kind of how I'm thinking, though. Yeah, so it's like stuff like that. Nobody to pass to. Nobody was open. That's bullcrap. And I know there's certain situations, maybe the guy that is quote-unquote unguarded isn't easy to see or easy to reach, but he always said that was the most BS thing he ever heard. It was in a commercial, and you know, Anthony Edwards, same thing. Stop forcing yourself into double teams. It's, you know, that's kind of our point of view. Rudy Gobert, fantastic in the game, and you know, Orlando did have players out. Jalen Suggs did play. He was that number one pick and all that. Minnesota ties, just like everybody's got Minnesota ties somewhere. Wendell Carter Jr. being hurt doesn't help. Gary Harris is hurt forever. He never freaking plays. Jonathan Isaac, same thing. It's really sad. Cole Anthony, I'm not sure what's going on there. Like, wasn't he really good? Like, what happened to Cole Anthony? Markelle Fultz, certainly not a number one overall pick looking player anymore. Basically just a backup point guard because of, obviously, that major knee injury to start off his career, and pretty much ever since, injured again and again and again and again and again, and you get the idea. Banchero didn't have a great game, 8 of 22. Suggs, 8 of 14, not too bad. Caleb Houston, that's an interesting name, 3 of 12. Yeah, so Wolves' defense was actually fantastic versus Orlando, and the offense was fun and entertaining. The Wolves kind of kicked their butts. It was a fun overall game, except for Anthony Edwards, who played 25 minutes, scored 6 points, stuck at the 3 personal fouls, but the 5 turnovers. He was just an absolute mess. But he played cheerleader, though. So at least, even though he was pouting a bit and he didn't want to high-five, and he was like, yeah, whatever, go away. Basically, when people were trying to high-five him as he was being pulled to the bench after his 3rd personal foul, he's like, yeah. He literally kind of waved like, nah, whatever, you know? But he calmed down and he played cheerleader most of the way that he wasn't in the game. And then when he was, it just wasn't his night. It's that simple. Him being Anthony Edwards. Walker, no points. 0 of 5 from the floor. That's funny. So that's another kind of a dud of a game for a certain Timberwolf. Troy Brown Jr. has fallen out of the rotation. I'm not sure why. See, Shake, I can understand. And he's probably going to get traded. I feel bad for Shake. Seems like he doesn't fit in anywhere. Yeah, I can relate at times, but no, because I'm, you know, sometimes you're a little bit different, you're a little weird, and people, you don't fit in, but that's a different, completely different personal topic versus playing on a team. But Shake, Yeah, it is what it is. It's unfortunate. Troy Brown, though, I like Troy Brown, and I know Vince Germano will vouch for him. So he was a good player. He is good, and he's helped this team off and on this season. So, and he helped the LA Lakers. So I'm not sure what's going on there other than you want to get J-Mac playing time because he's been okay. 5 assists in this game, playing that Derek Fisher light role, you could say. Last year he was like everything but Derek Fisher. He couldn't even hit a three-pointer at all. It was weird. This year Jordan McLaughlin, I think, is going to stay in the NBA. Yeah, I think he's going to stick around. Where like 2 years ago, it looked like, whoa, he might end up leaving for like more money somewhere because, you know, salary cap situations. We've got a couple of dollars tied up in certain players right now. It's just a couple, you know. Jaden McDaniels only making like how much? You know, like $1 billion. Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, Anthony Edwards. Even Mike Conley's making a lot considering other players. But for what Mike Conley was in comparison, he'd be making even more. But that was years ago now. But would I keep Mike Conley? Bleep and bleep yes, if I could. Hopefully the poor guy could stay healthy. Outstanding durability this season, but unfortunately, this is more of a legitimate rest. It's not like load management. It's a legitimate rest type of situation. Obviously, he's an older player, and he has been getting banged up a bit, and that was the conversation in the hip situation with our guy Rudy Gobert as well. So that freaking sucks, and it's disappointing. So what are you going to do? Karl-Anthony Towns back to his natural position, and he played pretty well. Anthony Edwards definitely played significantly better, and I predicted this game to go to OT, but the Wolves to lose. So, or did I pick him to win? I don't think I did. I didn't pick us to lose to Orlando, and because Orlando's not been playing well. And the Wolves took advantage of that. The Wolves smashed Orlando. Naz Reid with 19 points out of the bench, and he was a lot more needed in this one than normal. He played 37 minutes. Obviously, overtime situation. But also, you know, multiple guys fouling out. That didn't help. The fouls. Jesus, man. Pardon my French here. Jiminy Christmas. You know, Kyle Anderson almost fouled out. Jaden and McDaniels and Karl-Anthony Towns fouled out. Jaden McDaniels is a mess, damn it. Ugh, gosh. Jaden McDaniels needs to calm down a little bit. You know, getting, you know, obviously, it's not like he got teed up and all that kind of stuff in this game. Like last week, we had that conversation with the Lakers, and we almost lost that game because of that. This one we did lose because, again, crappy fouls. The calls were not favorable for the Timberwolves. But at the same time, I mean, again, what do you expect? You're in TD America, you know, TD America Garden, or whatever it's called. Ameritrade, excuse me, Garden. Yeah, it is what it is, you know. And yes, I know what TD Ameritrade is because I do like following the stock market. Sometimes. Depends on certain things. We'll leave that where that is. Anthony Edwards, 11 of 25. Half of his three-pointers, 3 of 6. That's great, but the turnover's still there. Everyone else protected the ball pretty damn well, though. I mean, credit where it's due. Only 9 turnovers. That's actually really good. And, again, the conversation. No Conley. No Rudy Gobert. That's pretty shorthanded when you consider how valuable Rudy bleeping Gobert and Mike bleeping Conley are, especially in a game like this. On the road, like an NBA Finals type of game. Just imagine this is like Game 3 of the NBA Finals or something. Or Game 2 or something. Maybe we stole Game 1, now this is Game 2 of the NBA Finals. And it's like, you think the Celtics are going to go down that easy? Not going to happen, guys. That type of thing. And that was kind of the vibe. See, it's like, yeah, oh, we're not going to get along if you think you're mad about the Wolves losing this game. You know, the grand scheme of things, the fact the Wolves were insanely competitive, the fact the Wolves were in position to win this game without Conley, without Rudy Gobert, credit where it's due for the Timberwolves, the way the Wolves lost the game with 3 minutes left. So I'm going to come back at you. The way the Wolves lost this game up by 9 with 3 minutes left, you have every right to be ticked off about it. That wasn't good. That wasn't good. It was a choke. You had it. Finish the job. That's all you got to do. Just like the Cleveland Cavaliers finishing off that bullcrap team in 2016. They finally did. They almost let that one go too because they missed like 9 shots in a row. It was the most ridiculous thing ever. But thankfully that other team from Northern California kept missing shots as well. And Cleveland finished the job by the grace of God. Good riddance to that other team with their 73 wins that ended up not being as... they couldn't finish the job, just like the Patriots couldn't finish the job against the New York Giants. So therefore, they weren't the greatest team of all time. They lost. If you lose the championship, you're not the greatest team of all time. That's a fact. So it still gets to be the Dolphins, the 72 Dolphins, which a lot of us couldn't even name like three players on that team anymore. Maybe Bob Greasy. And I think the running back, who I forgot his name now, but their defense is actually better than their offense. The 72 Dolphins and the Vikings lost to them in 73, and they never went back to the Super Bowl. Okay, off topic again, sorry. NFL playoffs on the mind, I guess, along with, I guess, perches. I guess I'm seeing perches swimming around because it's a Friday fish day, I guess. What the hell am I talking about? I have no idea. It's a damn shame. I mean, Naz Reid, obviously, nice performance, generally speaking. Ooh, boy, a lot of Timberwolves players got into foul trouble, and there was some heated players on the Wolves. And, of course, even Chris Finch, extremely frustrated off and on. And he was pretty pissed off with the way the Wolves let this one go. Like, this is an opportunity. Yes, you overachieved, but finish the job. Don't be like, oh, we overachieved, but then, you know, we slipped and fell at the last second. Like, you outperformed everybody, you know, you're going to win the gold medal. Oh, my God, what an underdog story. And then you slipped and fell all of a sudden. Like, say you're, I don't know, a figure skating, like, you know, Olympics, whatever. Why am I getting into that? Other than I guess I'm looking at ice right now. And, it'd be like you slipped and fell at the last second. It's like, no, that's bull crap. No medal at all. Fourth place, you know. That's kind of what it felt like. And it's a maturity thing. Finish the damn job. And I think every one of you that listened to this show and heard it back in 2022, you heard me rip the bleeping crap out of the Boston Celtics because they had that one. And that was a lack of maturity, the way they let the dang Warriors win that title. So that Northern Cal team did win that time. Damn it. And the Celtics had them. They simply had them, and they let it go. The Celtics had that Warriors team, and they let it go. It was so mind-numbing. I think you get the point, and that's kind of how I felt about this one. Again, great overachievement, but then, yeah, just look at the win probability. Just go there and look at it. It's like a stock collapsing at the last second. It's like the roaring 20s, everything's going great, bam, 1929. No. What was it called? Black Tuesday. That's pretty much what it was like. Yep. So, oh my God, it's just sad. Just sad. It's a damn shame. Should have won the game. I think you get the point. I better get going. What do they call it? The Lone Wolf Award winner for this episode? Frick. You know, like Anthony Edwards' problems and immaturity, but then some awesome games. Karl Anthony Towns, awesome games, generally speaking. A little bit of maturity as well at times. Immaturity as well. I think I have to go with Karl Anthony Towns. He was probably the best player this week, other than maybe Rudy Gobert. We could have used his help against Boston. Rudy Gobert, great week, generally speaking, I'd have to say. Very good week for Rudy Gobert. Strong honorable mention for him, but I will go with Karl Anthony Towns for the Lone Wolf Award, despite falling out versus Boston. That was not helpful. And getting beat on some stupid threes by Jason bleeping Tatum. Again, like the Wolves were beat on the perimeter by Jason Tatum multiple times in the in the Celtics game, of course. It was disappointing. It was heartbreaking. Jaylen Brown, multiple threes that kind of helped bury us. Sorry. This one hurt. I'm sorry. It just did. It hurt. Tatum with 35. It's ridiculous. And Brown with 45. Or Tatum with 45. Brown with 35. That sounds better. Sounds a lot better, even though it wasn't good for us at the end of the day. Yes, Lone Wolf to Carl, the Johnny Flynn Memorial. I don't know. Like, it's funny. I guess if Anthony Edwards is going to have an off night and act kind of, I don't know, bad, basically, to keep it, you know, straightforward, I'm so tempted to give him the Johnny Flynn Memorial for the way he kind of behaved there, and just kind of the overall immature behavior, you know. But he's young. He's going to get better. There's that. But yeah, it's got to be Jaden McDaniels. Jaden McDaniels is going to get it again. Multiple Johnny Flynn popcorn maker type of memorials here. Time to go. Yeah, like after the sixth foul, go make some popcorn, Jaden. I mean, you know, and obviously Cat fouled out as well, but at least he played very well for the most part. Anthony Edwards only got a 4-3 free throw attempts, which reeks of biased reffing in the game. Yeah, he got He got fouled quite a bit, I'd have to say, and he only fouled once. So good for Anthony Edwards there. Definitely a step-up performance. That would definitely eliminate him from the Johnny Flynn, and Jaden's got it. Yep, he's been disappointing so far this year. Hopefully, Jaden McDaniels can get past that and continue to head in the right direction. Curse me out, say you can't get along with me all you want. Fine, don't get along with me then. I'm used to not getting along, okay? I'm used to it. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. With that said, we're going to take a quick break and preview the upcoming four games. And we are back here on segment number two, Timberwolves Explosion. Let's hop to it. Isn't that exciting? We get to play the Trailblazers, so don't lose this game, okay? Just simply don't. Portland doesn't have quite the putrid record they did a couple weeks ago, but it's still putrid enough. 10-27 is pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Just like all the Wolves have been losing a few extra games because of the tough stretch. I forgot to bring this up. The really tough 16-game stretch, the Wolves finished 9-7, which is way better than they would have finished in pretty much any other year. So, you know, okay. That is not sarcastic applause. It's not. Anthony Simons has become a pretty good player. 24 points a game on a bad team. Now, he might not average those numbers if he was on, you know, the Timberwolves right now, you know, with all the other players. He might not average those numbers on the Celtics or something, but who knows? Who knows? I mean, good for him. Regardless, 24 points a game is impressive, and he deserves credit. Jeremy Grant, 21 and a half, basically. Three-point percentage here. My Grant, 42, basically. 39 for Anthony Simons. And Malcolm Brogdon is one of the better three-point shooters in the league, averaging 15 points in a game. Shaedon Sharpe averaging just under 16 points a game. There's nice players on the Portland Trailblazers. And, you know, that's why you don't want to take them lightly. Of course you don't. Target Center tonight, Friday, Jan 12th, already the 12th of January. Rudy Gobert with a hip, and of course, Jalen Clark still recovering from Achilles and such. Malcolm Brogdon rest in his most recent game, the 42% three-point shooter. Shaedon Sharpe with a groin injury, Jan 11th, so we'll see if he plays. Jabari Walker, knee injury as of the 4th of Jan, so we probably won't see Walker or Sharpe, as is my guess. If you have a groin injury just a day ago, he's not going to play. Brogdon probably will, is my guess, if it's just rest, and he's a valuable guy. Obviously, he's been around the league a little bit. 30th in points per game for Portland. The Wolves are 20th. 25th in rebounds. The Wolves are 11th. 3-point percentage. Portland is 26th. Minnesota 6th. Not bad. And the Wolves are also 7th in blocks. Portland is 22nd. Portland is second in steals. Second in steals. That's nice. Wolves are 15th. We have not played that yet this year, and I didn't think we had. Then we have another one coming up fairly soon, right before Valentine's Day. Oh, how romantic. We'll actually have two games in Portland. So it's the Rose Garden, right? Is it still called the Rose Garden? I don't know. It might be. Oh, isn't that precious? Isn't that precious? Aw. Tuesday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day in Portland. Thursday, the 15th of February, the day after Valentine's Day in Portland. Ah, the Rose Garden. Do you get it? Yeah, I think you got it. Monday, March the 4th is the season wrap-up, and if the Wolves do not win this series 3-1 or 4-0, what the hell's going on? Come on, guys, stop it. The Wolves are also tied with Oklahoma City now, unfortunately. The Oklahoma City Thunder, objects in your mirror are closer than they appear. Unfortunately, Portland is 1-4 in their last 5, getting crushed by Dallas twice. Holy Mother Moses. 30 points in one game, 36 in the next. They beat Brooklyn by 6, get obliterated by the Knicks. And then Oklahoma City absolutely humiliates the Portland Trailblazers in OKC, the land of ultra-powerful tornadoes and such. Oh, my God. That was a tornado for Portland. How do you lose 139-77? That's like the Wolves and Bulls many years ago in Target Center. A Bulls team that, like, had nobody, basically. It was, like, weird. Like, the Wolves won by, like, 50. It was a game like that. And it wasn't a great Wolves team. It was the team that would win like 50 games every year and lose in the first round because we were like the sixth seed every single year. We'd always be the underdog and we'd always lose. We'd never overachieve. So anyhow, get off of that. Wolves are 2-3 in our last five. So yeah, it's been tough. Or New Orleans, Dallas, and of course Boston losses. Minnesota will win this game, and I believe comfortably. Anthony Edwards, dare I say it again? 35? Yeah. He might not even have to, though. It might be more like 28, and then you let other guys get out there and play. You get to see Troy Brown Jr., Shake Milton, Garza. Yep, the Wolves should win this one comfortably by a final score of something along the likes of 132. I don't even know if it's going to be that high scoring. Maybe we'll just get kind of like calmed down a bit. Okay, 132 to 110. Wolves win very comfortably over Portland. I don't even think they're going to get 110. What am I talking about? 122 to 90. 122 to 90. The Wolves went comfortable over the Trailblazers. And now you get the 14th of January. The Los Angeles Clippers come to town. They don't look now. They're a first-place team. After a crappy start to the season, they're in first place in the Pacific Division. So maybe they'll be our opponent in the Western Conference Final. I don't know. Still got Denver and OKC, so of course not. It's not going to be the Clippers if we make it that far, and I hope we do. I really, sincerely hope the Wolves get to the West Finals and host it. Xavier Moon, shoulder injury, Jan 11, Musa, diabetes, okay, hip injury, on December 11th. Hopefully we don't have a long-term thing like that with Rudy Gobert. We shall wait and see what happens there. Ha, ha, ha. LA Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, is he actually healthy for once? Yeah, he is. 33 games. Good for him. Good. 24 points. He's back to being Kawhi Leonard. That's probably why they're in first place. Paul George is healthy. 23.4. Three-point percentage, 41.4. Paul George has obliterated the Wolves historically, like 35 points and like 9 threes. You know, that's so freaking tiring. Kawhi Leonard, 43% from outside. Holy cow. Norman Powell, 45.5. James Harden, 42.6. Uh-oh. And James Harden again playing that Magic Johnson, well, he's not that tall, point guard role with all those assists and such. Things did not start out well for the LA Clippers, but they're heading in the right direction, and they're becoming a threat. They're second in three-point percentage? Then who's first? Second with those guys? Jeez. But I suppose other players are like 20, yeah, 27, 30, you know, okay. Brandon Boston Jr. What happened? I don't know. I remember there was a Boston guy. He didn't do anything. He was supposed to be really highly touted and stuff. Amir Coffey, the former Gopher watch, 4 points and a rebound and a half. Huh. Well, oh yeah, Bones Highland, who might be a Timberwolf. That's a little throwing a bone out there, you know, to see if the Wolves bite. Bones Highland might be somebody the Wolves trade for, potentially for a, you know, because there was talk about Tyus Jones and such. I haven't talked about him that much because I don't know. I'm not overconfident that's going to happen. Probably be too expensive and you don't want to, like, give up too much. Necessarily, even though Tyus Jones would be a wonderful addition. Bones Highland might be the guy that the Wolves wind up getting. And we'll see. Hasn't worked out too great with the Clippers, and maybe they don't need him as much now. Zubac is averaging 9.5 rebounds and 12.5 points, sorry. This is a tough one. This is definitely a tough one. It's in Target Center. This should be a game the Wolves get up to play, and they better. But this could easily be a loss, unfortunately. Easily be a loss. At the end of the day. So that's what I'm kind of leaning that way, even though I really don't want to. I don't know why this is going back so far. Put it this way, if the Wolves lose a game this week, it's got to be that one. And you cannot lose to Detroit and Memphis. You cannot. Because Big Jaw got hurt again. The guy with the big flapping jaw that talks too much, he's out for the season. So he's out for the season. What is it, like a labrum type of deal? So extremely painful, and I guess that's how it goes when you're suspended and inactive and such. You know, weird things can happen. The Clippers will beat the Wolves, and I'm not going to be happy about that at all. But then the schedule, well, it gets easy for a second, and then you get OKC. You got to win that game. You have got to win that game. The Wolves will play OKC two more times this month. The 20th on January 20th and the 29th in OKC. So those are coming up. Take care of business. These other games, you absolutely need to take care of business for the most part. But just to be fair, I can't pick the Wolves to go 4-0, especially with, you know, just you just can't. How can I do it? I think the Clippers, unfortunately, beat the Wolves. They're kind of on a run right now. I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Wolves sweep these guys and start a big win streak here and just start rolling right through everyone all the way up to the 29th and then, you know, go to OKC and see what happens there. That'd be amazing if the Wolves won all those games. I mean, it's possible. It's not easy because weird things happen, especially in back-to-backs like Washington and Brooklyn. That could be a trap game coming up there. Charlotte's always a trap game. They're weird. God, as awful as they are this year, they've given us trouble forever. Forever. So that's a fact. Clippers win the ball game. Final score along the likes of, you know, I didn't really look at all the comparisons that much, did I? Clippers are 9th in points, 18th in rebounds. I don't go into this as, yeah, 5th in field goal percentage, 2nd in 3, like I said. And 5th in steals, man, assist to turnover ratio and turnovers are both 9th there. So impressive statistics overall. Very good offensive team, I'd have to say. Clippers, yeah, again, very impressive wins. Only losing to the Lakers, their cross-stadium rival, their cross-arena rival by 3. so it's like a road-home game, kind of? Yeah. It's kind of funny. It just changed uniforms a little bit, that's all. I don't even know how all that works with the locker room and such. I have no idea. That's weird. I have no idea. But I suppose there's... I don't even know. Let's just leave that alone. Toronto... Yeah, they beat Toronto not by much. They crushed Phoenix. That's impressive. They beat them twice. And they killed New Orleans on the road as well. That's impressive, considering how we didn't. Yeah. But the Clippers will win the game, unfortunately. Final score, 126 to 120. The Clippers kind of pull away and get the win, in my opinion. Karl Anthony Towns with 30 in the game. 30. We'll go on from that. Now, Anthony Edwards is going to... Yeah, it's Karl Anthony Towns with 30. Why is this doing this? Stupid. You've got to beat Detroit. You have got to beat Detroit. I know they're a dangerous, you know, like dangerous, funny things can happen, but this has got to be a win. 3-35 on the season. They have a historic, they had a historic losing streak that's never been done. What was it, 28 in a row? Just never been done. Monty Williams, the most expensive coach in the NBA. 3-35, that's all you need to say. Rhyme intended, kind of. Isaiah Stewart, toe, right after Christmas. Cade Cunningham, knee, recently. So, well, Bojan Bogdanovic, calf, Jan 11. Detroit is 26th in points, 20th in rebounds, 28th in three-point percentage. Yeah, they're pretty low in a lot of stuff. 30th, they're bottom of the league in steals. This is the season series starts on Wednesday, ends on March 27th, both on Wednesdays. And last year we bleeped around with this team. Don't do that. They're back on another losing streak. They lost all 5 here. Another big losing streak for the Detroit Pistons after finally winning a game. They're back to they're just back to the unfortunate reality of it all. You've got to beat this team. It's plain and simple. Don't lose to Detroit. Please don't lose to Detroit. Cade Cunningham is averaging about 23 points a game. Bogdanovic is averaging almost 41% from outside. 40% for Isaiah Stewart. So, you know, there's a little bit of a threat. Jaden Ivey can be good at times. Jalen Duren, 14 points, 11.5 rebounds. So there's something there. They don't block many shots. They don't get a whole lot of steals. Just go out there and finish the job. Get the job done against Detroit. They've pretty much been obliterated, giving up 130 points almost every game, especially lately. 154-148 loss to Utah. Great effort, but unfortunately not enough at the end of the day. Getting killed by the Spurs, though. 130-108. What the heck? That's disgusting. That is really bad. Whew. The Spurs aren't even good. What did they win? Their 6th game of the year? So, that's embarrassing. Pardon me. So, the Wolves will win this game. Final score, 130-110. Wolves win by 20 over the Spurs. Again, probably you're going to see garbage time, this and that. Anthony Edwards with 25, but the Wolves emerge victorious versus the Detroit Pistons. Not a whole lot to say. Let's just keep going. Memphis Grizzlies, kind of a similar situation. They had a terrible record, like down with the Spurs, down there with the Spurs and the Detroit Pistons and stuff. You know, what Houston used to be, they were kind of like that. Like Houston and Houston's not as good as what Memphis was. We've basically replaced Memphis. Our record's even better, too. Ja Morant played 9 games coming back from the suspension from acting crazy. Whatever. He averaged 25 points a game in 9 games and 8 assists and is out for the year. So that's all you need to know there. Desmond Bane's a pain in the ass to deal with, almost 25 points a game, and he has to be the best player on a team that's not winning games, just like Simmons with the Blazers. Jaren Jackson Jr. up to 21 points a game. Not a good rebounder, though, for someone his size. Gosh, only 6? What the heck? He's the leading rebounder with... Nope. Bismack Biyombo in only 24 minutes, 6.4. Come on, Jaren. Rebound the ball, man. 1.8 blocks. They must be the worst rebounding team in the league. Up 23rd. They're the worst three-point shooting team. Second worst overall field goal percentage. Second worst offense. Wolves should win comfortably, even though, Memphis has been winning games, though, which is crazy. Like, their confidence has gone up. Big mouth jaw, Ja Morant. They have won 3 in a row, so that's kind of interesting. They beat Dallas in Dallas. Who played for the Mavericks? Did they all sit out or what? Desmond Bane with 32. Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic both played and got over 30 points. What? What? I don't understand. Really? And then Memphis beats them on the road. So makes the Wolves look kind of... that doesn't make us look real good, does it? They beat them by 17 in Dallas. What the heck are you doing, Minnesota? Memphis only scored 17 points in that quarter, in the fourth quarter, and they still won by 17 points. What's up with that? Jeez. That's really weird, man. That's really weird. They kept Dallas to only 20, so credit there where it's due, but... I don't understand. I don't know. This is a tough game. This could be a trap. Watch out, Wolves. Show up to play, okay? That's all I got to tell you. Wolves will win, and they better, because it's a back-to-back. Don't kill yourself versus Detroit. Please don't get hurt. Don't get a technical foul. Don't get suspended or anything stupid. Just win. Just please win that game and get out of there healthy. Same, and then Memphis, I guess it's a tougher matchup than we thought. They got their confidence back a bit. With, I guess, Ja coming back, now they're like, probably bleep him. The guy can't stay healthy, and he got in trouble again and all that. Well, he got in trouble last year, sorry. Not in trouble again, but just can't stay healthy. Maybe not really bleep him, but getting hurt is getting hurt. But Wolves need to take care of business, and I suggest they will. I believe they will. The Wolves win by 8, 120 to 112. 120 to 112, the Wolves get the job done. Anthony Edwards with 33 in the game, and the Wolves get the victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. The Wolves will go 3-1 despite some potentially dangerous matchups coming up here. So definitely a conversation to be had. With that, we're going to take a quick break and return for some fan interaction out there, folks. We are back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number 3, fan interaction segment. And believe me when I say we can't get along, or that we won't get along, you think I don't want to get along with people? Of course I want to get along with people, and I really appreciate those of you that listen to the show. And I don't think too many of you got offended with the thought of me being frustrated with the Wolves giving up a 9-point lead in Boston with 3 minutes left. I would hope people wouldn't get offended by that. And if you do, I think you're a little sensitive, honestly. I'm not trying to be rude or be a jerk, but I don't know. It was a frustrating loss, man. Unfortunately, there is no fan interaction, at least not that I can see. I'm not seeing anything. Was the show retweeted last week, or maybe I didn't even share it? What the heck? Did I not even share the show? That's weird. Maybe I've really pissed people off, huh? Oh, there it is. It didn't get retweeted. Maybe I confused people with that weird... That could be. I might have confused people with the weird logo Well, so I added because you can have show logos now, episode logos, where you can add stuff. And I put a storm there because, we need to weather the storm. So, what happened? That's really weird. It only got seen by very few people. I don't know what the heck happened there. Huh. That's really strange. I don't know if I irritated people or what. Maybe I posted it really late. I don't know what happened. That's strange. Very strange. I don't know. Maybe people are real busy. All of a sudden, it's a busy time of year over in like New Zealand, Australia. And locally, I don't know. Did I offend people or what happened? So that is kind of weird and sad, actually. I had a different logo. Like, I'm going to start doing that sometimes where you have fun. But maybe I'll have something that looks a little bit more Timberwolves related instead of like a mesocyclone with lightning. That might have confused some of you out there, so I apologize. You're probably like, what the hell is that? But I would have thought guys would retweet it. Like, they guys that have been around the show for a while, I don't know. Is everything okay out there? I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. Gosh, I mean, some of the pillars of the show, like the Tanae's, Levi's, Vince's, you know. That's very strange. I don't know what happened. So I apologize if I've irritated anybody out there. I sure hope I haven't. I don't know. Maybe I'll kind of go with a more of a standard thing instead of retweeting it from, or instead of sharing it from, what do they call it? Spotify. I don't know if that'll help or not. Yeah, I can't even look at all this. That's weird. It won't even let me view anything. I don't know. That's really strange. I don't know what happened. Yeah, Nick Timas, where is everybody anyway? Yeah, it's like everybody's kind of disappeared. The numbers were okay. I mean, they weren't spectacular. You'd think they'd be better. I don't know. Maybe I have irritated people if I come off as negative. So, I don't know. It's really strange. Benzo, yep. Yeah, Benzo. Where's Benzo? Yeah, where have you been, Benzo? Hope all is going okay in the Bronx. I hope so. I hope I didn't irritate anybody out there. It's not like I'm bitching and hating on the team. Of course I'm not. So, I don't know. Obviously, the Twitter account is at TWolvesEX, and the Instagram is Timberwolves_explosion, and the Facebook page is facebook.com/TimberwolvesExplosion. And, of course, a huge shout-out to Scott Doherty, Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. Wolfpack from Flip to Finch, an awesome Facebook page covering the Timberwolves, keeping up with things. Sometimes they have get-togethers and such. Me personally, I can't. I mean, with the schedule I work, I can't really go to games and such. And I'm more of a stay at home and watch the game and view it that way. I tend to, you know, be able to see what I need to see better that way. Even though going to games is fun, going to games has become more like going to the airport. You know, you too much security, too much this, too much that. Fans are not nice. I don't know. They weren't nice 20 years ago, but now they're even worse. I know some fans are nice, some fans aren't. I don't know, just people aren't as nice as they used to be in general. Society's kind of, you know, I think it's taken a downturn the last several years. So, I don't know, people just aren't happy, you know. So, it is what it is. We all have our issues, I suppose, at the end of the day. But, huge like to Scott Doherty. I'm really sorry if I went down a rabbit hole there. Scott Doherty from Flip to Finch is a great, really nice guy, really great guy. And it's a really good Facebook page that I highly recommend. It's the best Timberwolves Facebook page out there. There's no doubt. Anybody listening from there, thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Share the show if you could. Share, retweet, repost, I guess they call it now. Re-ex-post it if you could. Share it, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, remix, whatever they call it. So Timberwolves_explosion. On Instagram. Sometimes I look at the demographics, but maybe it's like, yep, I mean, it's mostly, you know, obviously, just want to say thank you to those of you that do listen. Again, word of mouth, tell your friends about the show. It's always greatly appreciated. I don't even have the Spotify thing up yet. Spotify for podcasters is what it's officially called. Luckily, everything should load pretty quickly. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, the numbers haven't been spectacular. They've dropped a little bit. I don't know. Maybe, like, I don't know if I've offended some fans, but it's not been any major thing. It ebbs and flows, and sometimes people just get caught up. Maybe they're unable to listen every week, and then they get caught up over time. So there's that. The United States is number one, Australia number two in terms of places that listen. United Kingdom number three. So I'd like to meet you, somebody out there from the United Kingdom. Say hello sometime. Twitter, Facebook, whatever, Instagram. Say hello. Say hello if you're really out there listening, and if this thing isn't lying to me. So, yeah, it'd be cool. You know, obviously Australia, any Australians, I'd love to hear from you. Victoria, Queensland, Western Australia, New South Wales, and Tasmania. Of course, New Zealand, incredible. You know, yeah, love New Zealand so much. India, it'd be interesting to meet you. Germany from Hesse. Yep, I've seen Hesse quite a bit. It's a region in Germany. United States, Minnesota, California. California, say hello sometime. Even though I rip on the Warriors a lot, but you're probably Wolves fans, so say hello sometime. Florida, Texas, Wisconsin, North Dakota, New Mexico. Okay, that's cool. New Mexico, that's kind of interesting, but I suppose, huh? Yeah, Washington, you know, Seattle and such. Yep, so, yep, Seattle, I mean, hope you get your team very soon, as long as it isn't us. Hope you get a team soon. Yeah, they're like, oh, we're listening because that's our future team. Well, I hope not. Expansion, right? Expansion. And, of course, Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez are on the verge of being the main owners of the team and all of that. So that's always cool. And it'd be a good time for them. Kind of like Carl Pollard buying the Twins. And just right after that, pretty much, they started winning World Series. And then they didn't win again after 91. But, yeah, with that said, please do share the show if you could. Positive ratings, 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and such to help build up the algorithms for the show. And really could use your help. So it's not in a financial, it's not a financial contribution. A lot of times it's just simply clicking on the 5 stars. That's it. If you don't want to write a review. If you do, that's nice too. But if you don't need to, or you know, it's not required, if you want to, that's wonderful. But simply one click, or, you know, poke with your finger or whatever on your phone. And there you go for the 5 stars. I need your help. Really do. Got to get those algorithms up. It's been stagnant. And I don't know. Maybe I'm not as good as I used to be. Or maybe I never was good. I don't know. But please help out the show if you could in any way like that. Just by simply 5-star rating. If you like the show and you want to support it, that's all I'm asking. Please do. With that said, have yourself a wonderful week, and we'll be back hopefully with at least a 3-1 record out of these 4. That'd be pretty good.